So we want to cleanse. How many understand what we want to do here? Say I. What's the key word to cleansing? We don't want to hurt our bodies. We want a super what? And by the way, in a cleanse, you would ideally not bring any other food in, right? This super hydration is not just 7 to 10 days. This is every day for me. Does that make sense? If I'm really super hydrating, then for me, I'm drinking 3 of these. Okay, to give you an idea. Maybe even 4 sometimes, which I thought would be impossible. But I'll tell you what, if you do that for just 3 or 4 days, if you guys did nothing out of this day, he said, that Robbins, yeah, he's a nice guy, he's a little crazy, but I'll do this for 3 or 4 days. By the 4th day, you won't believe how good you feel. I mean, aches and pains and stuff you have will be gone because you have so much alkalinity in your system, your body will have a buffer to deal with that stuff. It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Okay, so we cleanse. Second thing we do to get back in balance is we interrupt the what? That's right. So it says take control. We got to break the destructive pattern that's creating the problem. So that pattern might be the way you're using your emotions. You go, you know what? I learned all this stuff this weekend. I'm not going to indulge in this anger stuff. I'm doing anger. I'm doing depression. Let me breathe. Let me change. And you make a shift. Maybe the pattern is you know you keep eating like hell. You got to break the pattern. Because if we cleanse and then you go back and start doing the same stuff, eventually you'll be back in an acid state again. Does that make sense? Now, by doing all this alkalinity on a regular basis, you start to balance it. But remember, 20 parts of alkalinity to neutralize one part of acid. You don't want to build up any more acid than you need to. Then the third step is we need to provide the body what it really needs. Once we take control of those patterns, provide it what it needs. And Dr. Young has a metaphor. He says, every man needs a good woman. In fact, every woman needs a good woman. He said, like a good mom. Okay. All right. And what woman stands for is you got to give the body what it needs, which number one is what? Water. Number two is oxygen. Does that sound familiar? You got to give the body the oxygen. I'm going to show you how we're going to do this. Number three is minerals. And again, it's not only minerals, but you'll find, how many of you know of a genetic weakness that you have, either by your family history or by yourself, like a heart or lungs or something of that nature? How many are familiar with that? Well, Dr. Young has developed target products that go right there, electrically charged, consistent with that part of the body, so they go there. And they've used radioactive tracer studies to show that those particles literally are delivered to those organs. So he has a woman's pack, and there are several people on my team at Robbins Research who are very powerful women who are in their 40s and 50s. In fact, our company is run primarily by women. I'm one of the few token males. And it's a very powerful company. But these powerful ladies, when I started using these products, I knew, because I'm friends with them, of some of the changes they're going through in the change of life and their hormones. And what was amazing is about, I don't know, 6 months ago, I came in and I went to an office meeting, a business meeting with all my executive team. And I look around and everybody's got their green drink. And I said, okay, are we brown nosing today or what? And everybody started laughing. I said, no. I said, you guys really all drinking this. Why? Everybody went around the table and talked about what it had done for them. But two women said, it stopped my hot flashes. Because what happened was they not only took the green drink, but there's a women's product that's targeted for balancing women. And it's unbelievable. I haven't had a woman who's taken it who hasn't gotten significant changes. So I recommend people, women, to go see him. And I've also seen the same changes for men in the prostate area. So if you know a genetic weakness, you want to provide those minerals or needs directly there. And you can do your own research, and Dr. Young's group will connect you with them. You've got A for woman is alkalize. And N is provide the nutrition and diet, which we're going to talk about next. What that'll allow you to do is put your body back in balance. When it's in balance, your biochemistry is where it needs to be. The electrical charges are there. The cells are vibrant. They're alive. There's lots of what? Energy. And you start feeling good, being good. You think differently. You feel differently. Your skin changes. Everything shifts in your life when you put yourself back in balance. So how do you get in balance? Number one is what? Cleanse. Number two is break the pattern by taking control. And number three is provide what it is you need. Now, here's what we've done so far. We've freed ourselves, if we're intelligent at this stage, from fear. Because we understand things don't just attack us. We've got to create an environment that feeds it. How many buy that? Say aye. Two, we've identified specifically the foundation of this, which is getting out of balance because we create disturbances or we get an environment that disturbs our cells. They disorganize, they get an environment now that's compromised, they mutate, they respond. Those beings or those creatures create their own waste products, and those acids then continue to cycle till we get more and more unhealthy. We know to get balance, we gotta what? What's the first step? What? Cleanse. I want you to remember that, because the way we're going to live is one that's a cleansing lifestyle, not a clogging lifestyle. And we're going to have that as part of our mindset. Second thing we're going to do is going to take control by interrupting patterns that don't serve us. And third thing is we're going to provide the body with the core nutrients it needs, a good woman. I doubt if there's anyone who wants to argue everyone doesn't need a good woman in their life, right?